It's 5:52, and we're joined now by Michael Bauer, our NBC News national radio correspondent here. And Michael, Joe Biden laid out his economic plan yesterday, and give us the lowdown on what his plan calls for and how it might be objected to by some in the other party.
And it already is technically being objected to by some in the other party. We'll get to that in a second. We know that Biden and his vice presidential candidate, Kamala Harris, spoke with leaders, both business and labor leaders from places like General Motors, Microsoft, Target, The Gap, head of the United Auto Workers, had a virtual meeting to talk about what this business plan would look like and to see if everybody was on board. And according to President-elect Joe Biden, who is set to inherit an economy that has absolutely been battered in 2020, where we've seen, you know, record unemployment, businesses declaring bankruptcy, an eviction crisis. We're headed into winter here, a time when COVID-19 is expected to claim the lives of tens of thousands more Americans, devastate hospital systems nationwide, and maybe, we're seeing it in some states, leading to another round of rolling lockdowns on some level. So Joe Biden's statement back when he was running for president is one that he was holding true to yesterday, saying that, look, I'm the better person to battle COVID-19, and after we battle COVID-19, that's when we can get the economy back, because you can't have one without the other. COVID is impacting the economy, has impacted the economy, and what we need to do is battle that in order to get the economy back. And he says he's working with those economic leaders and that they all said the same thing. They want to get the willingness to get people back to work as soon as we can get COVID-19 under control. Now, what Biden says the first step is that we've got to have a stimulus package that Congress has to work on for those businesses that are currently shut down, for the people in this country that don't have jobs. We got to get a stimulus package out there, extending unemployment, getting stimulus checks out to people on some level, making sure that PPP is out there for businesses to stay on top of things and not collapse, not go under. And he says that Congress needs to do that during this lame duck session while President Trump is still there. So he's saying it has to happen now. He's warning of this dark winter, and he said Congress has to act while Trump is still in the White House. Now, he said, not tomorrow. It's got to happen now. Now, that's where you're already seeing Republicans suggest Biden's comments haven't done much to sway them. They said, I don't think it's helpful at this point, according to Roy Blunt of Missouri. Senator Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia said she didn't believe that it was a reasonable ask, because the Biden package is basically that $3 trillion package that Democrats passed back in May. He wants to see that pushed through here in this lame duck session, and Congress, at least at this point, doesn't seem interested in doing anything during a lame duck session. That, too, is something Biden pointed out, is their decision. He said it's a conscious decision for Democrats and Republicans to not cooperate with each other, and that it was a choice that we make. We can decide not to cooperate, or we could decide to cooperate. He said that's the first step here, but then we move forward. He's got ideas for what's going to happen with taxes, where he's going to have taxes moving forward for raising the income tax back to 39.6 from 37 for the top level gainers. He's saying that there will be jobs that include electric charging stations, electric vehicle elements. He said that there's going to be an entire development here for what will be infrastructure, that we're going to get infrastructure jobs and rebuilding in America here pulled back together. So he says he's got ideas, but again, nothing can happen until you battle COVID to the point where it's under control and people feel safe going back to work.
Yeah, it is a shame Congress couldn't come up with help for the American people. I mean, that's what their job is. And the whole thing is the Democrats' plan would have encompassed so many other things. They didn't focus on people needing help. They focused on getting their packages done, things like opening the borders and stuff like that that was in that package, and you can understand why the Republicans weren't about to accept it. But anyway, we'll have to see what happens here and see what the outcome of the election is going to be by December 13th, as some still doubt that Biden is going to hang on to it, but we'll wait and see on that one. And Michael, we'll talk to you later.
You got to stay safe, guys.
You do the same. Michael Bauer, our NBC News Radio national correspondent, and it is 5:57 on AM Tampa Bay.